Welcome to the West Virginia Soccer Association Beyond the Pitch podcast here on the West Virginia Soccer Association Digital Network. My name is Marcus Cole. Now, before we begin today's show, I just want to remind you that once you've had a chance to check out our program, make sure you give our podcast a 5-star rating and follow us wherever you get your podcast. That helps you stay up to date on all the latest content from us and helps us get the word out to others and let them know that we're providing valuable information for soccer players, coaches, referees, and parents. On the phone with us is Allison Koch, sports nutritionist and registered dietitian. Allison, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Allison, why don't you go ahead and give our audience just a little bit of background about you, your experience, and your qualifications.
Sure. So I'm a registered dietitian nutritionist, board certified sports dietitian in Illinois, right outside Chicago. And I have had a private practice for the last, I guess, 5-ish years, but really focusing more on it since this past September. And I really aim to help endurance athletes. So that's kind of my target athlete, but endurance athletes like runners and triathletes improve their nutrition to support their workouts and achieve peak performance. And I've actually been a dietitian for over 14 years, have had experience in clinical, community, public relations, even the food and beverage industry. But I eventually realized I needed to follow my true passion, which is really helping athletes learn the vital role nutrition plays in not only achieving but smashing their personal records or bests. And as a runner myself, I've completed actually 17 marathons.
Wow.
I've learned the vital role that nutrition can play in getting the most out of our training. And so I use that personal experience and apply it to the clients I work with so they can see big results.
I think that's a big, and I've always believed that nutrition is such an important part, as you had said, and I think it's probably one of the most overlooked things, especially by youth athletes, to be able to gain a competitive advantage over someone else.
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
Well, I discovered you on Twitter. Twitter's mm-hmm. such a wonderful medium to find people and the things that they're talking about, and started following you and came across this series of blog posts that you had, the 3 R's of recovery nutrition. Why don't you go ahead and tell us just a general overview of what that is?
Sure. Yeah, I think it's probably one of my favorite topics to talk about, what to eat post-workout. It's really essential in helping us maximize recovery from the hard work our bodies just did. So proper nutrition is truly essential to help our athletes and recover from the workout to competition. And it includes appropriate amounts of carbohydrate to refuel. That's our number one. Glycogen stores. So glycogen is the storage form of carbohydrate in our muscles and our main energy source during exercise. It includes rehydrating, that's our number 2, our fluids, and protein, our number 3, to repair the damage we've done to our muscle tissue. So those are our 3 R's, repairing with protein, refueling our glycogen, and rehydrating our fluids. So each blog post in the series talked about each one of those R's and why it's important. But ultimately, all 3 are equally important and should be included in your post-workout recovery nutrition period.
Well, why don't we go ahead and dive right into those 3 R's and sure. go into some detail of what each one is and why each one is equally important. Why don't you go ahead and start?
Yeah. So number 1 is refueling glycogen. So as I mentioned, glycogen is the storage form of carbohydrate in our muscles, and our preferred energy source during exercise is carbohydrates. So number 1, we want to refuel those glycogen stores. And we have a limited supply of glycogen, so similar to the gas in our cars. So when we work out, and especially during longer, intense workouts, we deplete those stores and run out of that essential fuel. And the rate at which we use up our glycogen stores does vary depending on activity. So whether you're doing more cardio versus strength training, you're going to cardio, more endurance sports, going to use a little bit more glycogen than strength training. But both types of workouts require some form of glycogen, so some carbohydrates. So following exercise, it's really important for us to refuel our tanks with carbohydrates so we can get up and go and move on to our next workout or activity feeling better sooner. The second R, which was rehydrate our fluids. To really talk about rehydration following a workout, it's important to look at what we're doing pre and during our workout as well to stay adequately hydrated. I know for me, one of the worst experiences I ever had during a race was a consequence of being dehydrated. So no matter how long your workout, you need adequate fluids before, during, and after to really prevent dehydration. So your goal when working out is to really start and finish adequately hydrated. And the best way to know if you've done a good job at this is weighing yourself before and after activity. If you've lost weight, you want to up your intake next time. Have a little bit more fluids. We know weight loss of just 2% has been associated with decreases in performance. So it's really essential that you are staying adequately hydrated. If you've gained weight, you want to slow your roll. Weight gain may actually indicate excessive hydration, which can lead to a life-threatening complication called hyponatremia or low blood sodium, which can cause bloating, nausea, or in extreme cases, brain seizure or even death. So I wouldn't worry about it too much if we're not doing activity that's over 4 hours or super hot out, but just something to be aware of. Another way you can assess if you're adequately hydrated is use the pee test, which it may sound a little bit gross, but it really works if the color of your urine is a clear yellow, not too dark, but also not too light, then you're likely adequately hydrated. So the question I always get is how much? And honestly, it's very personal for most athletes to find that sweet spot. It's not going to be the same for everyone. But in general, I recommend about 12 to 16 ounces or about 1.5 to 2 cups of water or sports drink at least 2 hours in advance of activity. And then you can have another cup about 15 to 20 minutes before. And the biggest thing with the pre-workout water intake is to sip it and not chug it to allow your body time to absorb and digest it. If you just chug it down, you're likely going to find yourself in the bathroom shortly after, or worse, in the middle of your activity. So it's important to sip it and not just chug it and think, check mark, I got that done, but you didn't actually absorb or digest it. During exercise, I usually recommend about 1/2 to 3/4 of a cup every 15 to 20 minutes. So that's 4 to 6 ounces. And that may sound like a lot, but it's really just a couple of gulps. Every 15 to 20 minutes of water, you should stay adequately hydrated. Unless it's very hot out or you're an excessive sweater, you may benefit from a little bit more than that. So it's important to really practice this and figure out what that sweet hydration spot is for you. And then following exercise, for every pound of weight that you lost during the workout, you want to actually drink 125 to 150% more than a pound. So a pound is 16 ounces. So that would look like 20 to 24 ounces or 2.5 to 3 cups of water. And this is the same as pre-workout. We don't want to chug it. We want to sip it. So we absorb and digest it and drink it slowly. And if you're particularly sweaty, you may actually benefit from something like a sports drink, which contains sodium and other electrolytes to help you restore balance. That sodium actually helps you retain the ingested fluids even more. So R number 2 is rehydrate fluids. R number 1, refuel glycogen with carbohydrates. R number 3, probably one of my favorite topics to talk about, is repairing our muscle with protein. So protein helps with repairing the damage we've done to our body during our workout. And it may sound a little extreme to say damage, but it's good damage, right? And the protein we take in helps our muscles adapt to that training we put our bodies through so we can ultimately improve. And whether that's for an endurance event or building muscle through strength training. A little more about protein. It's an essential macronutrient. We need it every day. It's found throughout our body, in our organs, our muscles, our bones, our nails, and our hair. And getting enough of it helps repair, rebuild, and maintain those important body tissues like muscle and nervous tissue, as well as make new cells. So protein is really going to be important for repairing that damage. We've done good damage, but we want to repair it. And when we talk about protein, it's also about carbohydrates. And I know this can get confusing. I think a lot of people really emphasize protein post-workout and not carbohydrates, but we truly need both protein and carbohydrate to adequately recover post-workout. Because if you only ate protein foods, you wouldn't be doing yourself that much of a favor, as there isn't sufficient amounts of carbohydrates ingested. The body's going to resort to breaking down potentially its own muscle to replenish our protein, our muscle stores, that damage we did, or pulling from the protein ingested. So we really need both carbs and protein to recover from workouts. In addition to sparing our muscle stores, insulin secretion, which helps promote refueling glycogen stores, is better stimulated when we consume carbs and protein together. So I'm always talking about, we want that water, we want something with some protein and something with some carbohydrates as well.
Now, I've heard some conflicting thoughts on the time frame post-workout to consume your carbs and your proteins. I've heard some say right afterwards. I've heard some people say wait 30 minutes and then some say an hour after workout. What are your thoughts on the subject?
I actually think it's a really interesting topic. Lots of research being done in this area, and everyone wants to figure out that sweet spot. I've even heard at a recent conference I went to what we consume in the 2 hours surrounding exercise. So this could even be that meal that you have prior to your workout could benefit with the recovery window, so that there's more of a time frame, a 2 hour time frame around the workout, not necessarily immediately post-workout. I think there's plenty of research to support all of the different theories, whether it's 30 minutes, 1 hour, even 2 hours. I think for me as a dietitian, working with athletes, the bottom line is what's feasible for you as an athlete to get food and nutrition into your body. So if what's feasible, you don't have a lot of time immediately post-workout, you have a chocolate milk, and then within an hour or two, you have an actual meal, that's better than nothing. So I really emphasize what can we do realistically. And we know that hopefully it's within an hour or two to really maximize that time frame. But I find that that's what's most feasible with an athlete, is looking at their schedule and what we can do realistically to get food in them.
I think you bring up a very important point. And I think that our, you know, especially with our young athletes, obviously it's the parents for the most part that are controlling the nutrition, or at least driving the car of their nutritional values and things along that lines. But I think it's really important for parents and young athletes to understand there's not one single universal way for everybody, just because everybody is so different, from your hydration needs to, you know, carb intake, protein intake. And it really is, I mean, would you say a trial and error kind of thing as you go along?
Yeah, for sure. Everyone's different. You know how your body's going to react better than the next person. So it's just trying to find that sweet spot, what works for you.
I know in dealing with that with my son, he's a freshman in college and he swims for the men's swim team. And, you know, getting into, you know, 14, 15, 16, he was going to morning trainings. And, you know, we want, obviously, when he wakes up at 4 a.m. before school to go to training, you want him to have something in him so that he's not, he can focus on his training and he's not focusing on, man, I'm so hungry. You know, and we went back and forth on a couple of different things, and, you know, he would have, just, you know, something simple, something basic, and anything that was, you know, something that he had to chew, he would find that he didn't feel good in the pool. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, you have to, you know, then we end up going to like a smoothie, type thing before he goes. And that seemed to work better just because it was easier digestible and, you know, mm-hmm. the blood wasn't going to digest the food. It was able to be, put towards his muscles to, perform in a pool. So, I mean, it really is a trial and error kind of thing.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. I get a lot of athletes who don't feel good, particularly after hard workouts. So it is finding that thing, well, like, okay, you don't feel good. I know you don't want to eat, but what is something you could get down? And so oftentimes that's a smoothie or chocolate milk or whatever it is. But I'm, you know, at that point, I just want you to get some food in you to restart that recovery process. Because the sooner we start that recovery process, the sooner you'll feel better, the better you'll be able to work out the next day and the day after that. So that's why I always emphasize, if you want to improve you got to get that nutrition in your body.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, and I think that's also another great point, just the fact that, you know, you may not be hungry, you may not be, but you need some sort of nutrition in you, like you said, to start the recovery process afterwards. And I think that, you know, we kind of go maybe awry on that sometimes.
Yeah.
How important is it for our young soccer players to be practicing good nutrition, especially at a young age?
Yeah, so I'd say super important. So, you know, the recovery nutrition and nutrition in general, what we fuel our bodies with is important throughout our entire life, but especially as we're growing, young soccer players, not only for refueling and performing at your best, but need extra good nutrition to support growing bodies and building muscle. So it's, you know, you need that in addition to recovery and repair, but just for basic bodily, you know, functions as your body is growing and building and becoming an adult. So I think it's really important that they're getting good nutrition in, not only in that post-workout window, but throughout the day, especially because the habits we form in our early years can and will impact how we feel in the future. So building healthy habits early on is truly essential to ensuring you have not only a long, healthy life, but a long soccer career, right? We want to prevent injury. We want to make sure everything, we're getting everything we need to support growth in life. So if you want to play soccer for a long time, it's important to make sure you build these healthy habits early on.
And also too, not only from an athletic standpoint, but also the nutrition is such a valuable component cognitive wise for, you know, a child's academic performance.
For sure. For sure. Yep. We need carbs and protein so our brains work too.
Why don't you go ahead and give us a few practical examples of whether it's not necessarily meals and stuff, but things that they can, that athletes can consume and parents that can help make sure that the athlete's doing post workout. What are some ideas that you have about
sure,
that?
Sure. Sure. So for me, I know personally, I will do like a chocolate milk immediately post-workout, and then I will just have a well-balanced meal within an hour or two. Probably not always realistic for young soccer players, but what I think you can aim for, if we're looking specifically at the amount of carbs and protein, around 75 to 105 grams of carbs, at least 20 to 40 grams of high-quality protein. So that's a protein that contains all the essential amino acids. It's got good high quality protein. So amino acids are the building blocks of protein, and 9 of them are essential. We must get them in our diets. And so animal foods are actually some of the best high quality sources of protein out there. You can get it from plant-based sources. It's just important to have a variety of plant-based sources to get that high quality protein. So when I'm looking at different meals or snack suggestions, I really just encourage what sounds good to the athlete and what's something they realistically will eat and get down. So like you mentioned, your son, smoothies, liquid foods were a little bit easier. So that might be a good idea. I love making a smoothie bowl. I use like kefir as the base, but you could use any milk. And then I put frozen fruit in there, a scoop of whey powder or some kind of protein powder, blend that up, and then eat it in a bowl topped with granola. So if that's something you have time to make, that can easily meet that carbs and protein goal. Also, just if you're on the go, chocolate milk in a granola bar. A container of a high protein yogurt, like Greek yogurt, with some like a parfait with granola and some sliced fruit, even a peanut butter and jelly sandwich works. So if you have that with a glass of milk, turkey sandwich with veggies and hummus. I love making like egg muffins. So they're like you microwave and go. It's a little egg muffin that you can eat and have that on a whole grain bagel. So just a couple of different options, things that you could have. Some of them you could have in your workout bag. Otherwise, some would require a little bit of prep, but not too much.
As we wrap things up here, Allison, if you could just give one single piece of advice to our parents and players that they should keep in mind when it comes to their athletes' recovery nutrition, what would that be?
Yeah, I think the bottom line, whatever you can get in your body, it's your body will use. And so it's just really important to have those good options readily available, and something that you think sounds good, go ahead and eat that. You want to repair and rebuild that muscle. You want to rehydrate, so have some water as well. And you want to refuel your glycogen. So just remember, it's gotta be a nice, like, mini meal, well-balanced. Don't worry too much about, you know, the components. Just getting something in within those 2 hours is really going to make you feel better faster, so you can work out again sooner.
Allison, how can people find you online? Obviously, I found you through Twitter and found your blog post on the 3 R's. How can people find you to find out more?
Yeah, so my website's runningrdn.com, and I'm on social media, on basically Instagram, Twitter, as Facebook, Allison Koch. But when you're on social media, Twitter and Instagram, it's runningrdn.
Wonderful. We'll make sure to tag you in all of our posts as we air this interview, and so that people will be able to find you and find out more. Allison, thank you so much for being on our program today and providing this valuable information to our soccer parents and players.
Thanks. It was a pleasure.
Thank you for listening to the West Virginia Soccer Association Beyond the Pitch podcast here on the West Virginia Soccer Association Digital Network. Now that you've heard our show, make sure you give our podcast a 5-star rating and follow us wherever you get your podcasts. We'll be back next Thursday with another episode, so we hope to see you next week. Take care.